Making Your Mark. Written by Mark Mills. Narrated by Thomas Cassidy. Introduction. There's a well-known phrase that I use all the time, adding my own twist at the end. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and the scars underneath. I think it perfectly sums up the experience of creating a successful business. It may seem easy from the outside, but if you look beneath the surface, achieving success usually turns out to have involved an enormous amount of effort, much of it painful. There's little better in life than making your mark. But it also leaves a mark on you. While starting and growing a business from scratch can be extremely rewarding, it can also be a lonely struggle. A lot of the time you are on your own trying to figure out what to do and how to do it. Every day you have to make big decisions simply to keep the business moving forward, some of which will turn out to be right, others of which will turn out to be wrong. You can ask advice from as many people as you want, but at the end of the day, your business matters most to one person. You. Other people simply can't care about it as much. It is down to you, and you alone, to make it work. I've been on that journey. I started out with nothing, but eventually achieved fantastic success with my cash machine business, Cardpoint. At its peak, it had 6,500 cash machines and 300 employees, and was worth £170 million. But my success didn't happen overnight. It wasn't easy. It took me many years of hard work and persistence before I made it, and there were plenty of setbacks and challenges to overcome. I decided to write this book because I wanted to tell the real inside story of my success. Not just the glittering rewards and accolades at the end, but the hard graft along the way. I wanted to explain how I got from there to here, scars and all, in the hope that it might help and inspire other people to do the same. The truth is that setting up and growing a business does not always go according to plan. In fact, it rarely does. There is no guarantee that it's all going to work out well the first time, or even the second, or third. Things are inevitably going to go wrong. But here's the thing. That's fine. It's natural and to be expected, and it's all part of the adventure. You just have to accept that. Even embrace it. Because it's during the tough times that you learn the most important lessons and ultimately find out what you are really made of. No matter what stage you are at in life or business, I hope that my story will help you understand that you are not alone and that it is okay to take the long way round to success. You don't have to get it right the first time. You just have to keep on doing the right thing until it produces great results. Success comes from persistence, and it's worth persisting because success takes you to places you could never imagine. For me, that has included a garden party at Buckingham Palace, meetings at the heart of government, a visit inside a top-secret nuclear submarine, and trips all around the world, including to China, Thailand, India, and South Africa. It has also provided me with many unusual experiences, including being on News at 10, a hot air balloon landing in my garden, a court case in the High Court in London, and trips on many private jets, to name but a few. Oh, and there was almost a near-death experience. There is one more reason for writing this book. I have a letter on the wall of my office from Bill Clinton. I wrote to him to tell him how much I enjoyed reading his autobiography, My Life, and a few weeks later he wrote back, thanking me for my interest in his work and expressing his best